Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Stanley, in Eager, Arizona. And tonight, a snowy Tuesday, March the 9th, 2010. And I mean blowing snow all damn day. I'm sick of it. Anyway, tonight's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, after all the announcements and specials and offers, etc., is on some more victories we've had since Friday's updates. Yesterday I was in several meetings all day with city and county and state and agency leadership, and how all these tools come together for you in the audience who is going to be more proactive through our educational tools. How these things are coming together is now we're even getting offered buildings and space and meeting times, staff, transcriptionist. It's amazing. Okay? So, we're going to teach you more on how to effectively use the tools that we're offering on the website, and this our programming every night, which is free, and the offers that we email you during the broadcast to effectively educate and reestablish control at the county, city, and at the most state level. And I don't mean the most power, I just mean the farthest away from you. So, be sure this evening after our normal musical break at the beginning to have something to write with, because these are action plans. You're not going to get a Word document with step-by-step how to do this or that. And our examples are real-life, true examples over yesterday and today for the better part of the day. So you can see how effective of a tool it is. And how amazing when you start educating people, suddenly you might find out there's more than you think around you that think like you as well concerning freedom issues. Don't always throw the baby out with the bath, per se. But first, I wanted to thank, we got a couple nice donations today, and I want to thank those two gentlemen. It's really appreciated. I emailed them, of course, and ask if there was something I could send them as a thanks, but that was nice. It'll go towards our sound equipment project we've got going on that TJ and Boomerang Man out there, I don't know what else to call him, but he writes articles, both of them do actually, for the Hour of the Time, good articles too, and they've both been on a drive to help us get some new equipment that we need to facilitate multiple callers and guests in the studios on both ends of the operation. And they've been a great help in that, and these two gentlemen today. So my hat's off to you. That's stepping up to the bat, ladies and gentlemen. That's not just saying you should have this guy or this guy or this guy on the guest list, or do this or that with open phones, but then not ever address issues that we want and need, most importantly need, some newer equipment to facilitate multiple call-ins, all simultaneously on the air, live. So, anyway, because we don't run engineers and whatnot, we do it ourselves because we know how to do our business. Now, if you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time or HOT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. the website, hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. And the studio number for Arizona, 928-333-2942. Again, that's 928-333-2942. And the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. 613-733-4324. Now, if you'd like to share research or inquire, just don't kill me with questions, please. Hate mail, what have you. You can email me directly at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget the Hour of the Time is listener supported. And we not only give you classes and instructions and real solutions that we're about, this is an infotainment here at Hour of the Time. This is solution-based programming. We don't need to bitch to the choir or retell the same story over and over again. You, out there, need to be a strong ally, an educated, well-researched, stand on your own two feet ally to the restoration of our republic, our Constitution, and full freedoms. So the only way we can do that is to give proper programming, and that's solution-based. And we do that, and the offers that are on, I tell you to email me, and I'll send you this document or that booklet, what have you. And the information detailed and where to look things up is all part of our mission. Now, also, although the donations, like we got today, a couple of them very nice ones from those two gentlemen, are wonderful, much appreciated. But we also like to try to provide you. That's why I emailed them. Is there something I could send you as a thanks? So go to the shopping cart. Our research materials in the forms of MP3 audio series, publications, books, documents, DVDs, individual broadcasts, those are all ways that you get something in your hand to research, to study, to become part of the solution. And at the same time, help Hour of the Time expand our mission constantly. Travel more places, do more speaking engagements, maintain and update equipment, and then pay the always there but boring bills like electricity, phone, bandwidth, paper, ink, and all those, postage, all that stuff that you can't get away from in any operation. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, let's also keep the chatter and water cooler talk down to a minimum. Whether you're out and about on the streets or dealing with people using our tools that we're giving you, or in chat rooms or wherever, make sure that you're speaking fact. When you email me a story, make sure it's fact, not just BS, okay? Verify it. Check it out. That helps everybody. It saves time. It makes everything more credible all the time. Now, with that said, we're going to go to musical break and be prepared to write after this break here. And also, we're doing a little experiment with some of the digital recording equipment this evening, as in the laptops and the interfaces and everything that we use every night here or every day or engagements. But we're doing an experiment, so there's going to be a little extra music at the midway break today, so that if my experiment falls flat on its face, I can take some music out and still be good on time at the end of the broadcast evening. So again, tonight, Tuesday, the 9th of March, 2010, be prepared to write, be prepared to email me, and after this break, I'll tell you, in fact, what all we're giving to those of you who are being proactive, emailing tonight during the broadcast live, Tuesday the 9th of March 2010. All right, ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time, Tuesday, the 9th of March, 2010. And ladies and gentlemen, we left off last week, in the last new broadcast on Friday, with where you should go with our informational materials to better educate yourself and those around you, your politicians. Sometimes they call themselves leaders, but that is actually very rare nowadays. But you can turn them into leaders or get rid of them. It's real easy. It has come to the point where we have put several people and entities that are elected on notice, and they are heeding our warning. They either listen to us and get on board and comply with an agenda of freedom, local control, minuscule amounts of government at all levels, or prepared to be thrown out on their asses on the street. And they're coming around. In fact, they're coming around, some of them, so badly that now they're just becoming schmoozes with me, which I also told them to stay away from that as well. They're crowding me. I don't want it. I didn't ask for it. I asked for coordination, possibly, but not for some bureaucrat to kiss my ass. And that's what's occurring in some cases, which generally is a sign that they know they screwed up or are screwing up very badly, and you have them getting into a corner. Don't feel bad about it, ladies and gentlemen. 99.9% of your so-called elected officials, your so-called leaders, and your appointed, unelected bureaucrats, administrators at all levels, from your local municipalities on the way to the top, don't feel bad about it. They painted themselves into a corner. You're not doing anything wrong by asserting your rights. In fact, you're just a small percentage of what everybody should be doing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you get the materials in hand, and I'm talking about going to the website, hourofthetime.com, go to the hot shop. It's just very simple. Get the coordination book set. It's a 2-book set. 8.5 by 11 format, bound, about an inch thick. Tons of legal citations, etc., that we've already proven out. And a NICE Institute was favorable enough towards all the endeavors to publish in a condensed, easier-to-read form versus maybe my 500-gig hard drive full of documents. This is a lot easier to read and grapple with. Do not. This is a warning. Think that you can just read one book, though, and be all-knowing. There's no silver bullet ever to anything, except maybe for the Lone Ranger and the Wolfman. Other than that, you need constant verifiable research and a large volume, because what will happen is petty little socialists will try to get in the way and throw stumbling blocks, wrenches in the gears of your path, and what you need to do is be able to react. Circumvent it, prove them for ignoramuses, and keep moving forward. And the way you do that is through a nice, rounded, thorough research, a grasp on the subject at hand, a true grasp. So, that is why we highly recommend, with the book set, if you don't already have it, get The History of Property Rights, Limits of Federal Jurisdiction, and the Allodial Titles and Land Patents. All three of those are a combination of multiple hours of MP3 broadcast, all in the form of classes, and written materials, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages. That will enable you to react smoothly. Just like a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Because when you're at a podium where you're making a presentation to people, educating them in your area, whether it's just neighbors and coworkers who are getting on board with you, or you're educating so-called elected officials, you need to be able to cite, you know, verse, sentence, subsection, chapter, code, year. Don't get up there like I see all the time on the left, the socialist left, and usually nowadays in the guise of so-called environmentalism. Don't get up there like they usually do, and I see it all the time at hearings, and just start chattering off numbers. I heard some absolutely ignorant ones last Tuesday in a board meeting in the evening where the person said 58% of this and 58% of that and 23% of this. Not once did he cite a single source where the numbers came from, anything. And guess what? All you had to do was look around and listen to the crowd. And all I did was make himself look dumb. His numbers, if they were valid, came off as ignorant, as fakes, as lies. So, you don't want to do that. That's why the well-rounded research, the documents, like in the Limits of Federal Jurisdiction package, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages, not just the MP3s. Now, where do you go from there? Well, I told you the basics, the pitfalls to avoid, how to form a group. Now, in your hypothetical little situation out there, now we just made it up. You're in a neighborhood, you get notified by some bureaucrat that they're writing plans, and they're going to call this area next to your neighborhoods to hide the true intentions of humanless areas, biodiversity, bioregional governance, wildlands, or rewilding. They're going to hide it under the guise of restoration, habitat, cooperation, riparian. And they're coming to notify you that, if you are even that lucky, to tell you that, well, when this passes, and we have a 45-day comment period right now, that half of your trees on your own property or your own well that you pump from, that you dug, that you pay for, will be monitored, cut out, removed, because it's an invasive species. You're hurting the aquifer. Now, these are all real examples. So, in our help, our classes last week, we told you, so don't be Mr. Shy or Mrs. Shy and hide under a rock. A, find out. Make them right there. Give you every piece of information. If they can't do that, then you ask them where immediately you can obtain every report, every draft statement, every call for public comment, everything. Now, there's a few key things here. One of the actual true acts of Congress, as in an act of Congress assembled, Economic Flexibility Act, anything from any agency that represents itself coming from the central government has to do this, economic flexibility. What this is they have to first take their plan and with a third party, like an economist out of some university or an institute that does crunches numbers, they have to compile a report of what will the economic impacts be. Also, what are the social and cultural impacts? Anything done has to consider cultural and historic uses. That's a key thing. It's in NEPA. The very thing they love to hang their hat on to strip you of your rights. Throw it right back in them. Right back in them. Now, if that little petty bureaucrat can't give you your answers, you demand nicely, be assertive, but polite. Because something like this, well, Mr. XYZ Administrator, I understand that, you know, you're just notifying the public of this, you're going door to door, but I really need to see the support and documentation for this. Who do I go to right now to get this documentation, because I'm entitled to full disclosure? So see, you were polite, you asserted your need, you told them your need, you told them your urgency, and you stated why, because you're entitled to full disclosure. And you didn't have to, you know, run them off, threaten them with a weapon, anything. So, at that point, they are to give you the chain of command, whatever their little bureaucratic agency is. Who is their boss? How do you contact them? Ask for multiple forms. If they try to just give you some general number to a building, oh, our building number's this, 99.9% of the time, it's going to go to the front desk. You're going to have some megalomaniac, dumb, government-secured job worker answering that phone. And they're probably, there's a 50-50 chance, that power and the fact they know they can't hardly be dismissed because of the General Services Union goes to their head. And they're going to ask you, well, why are you calling? You know what? That's none of their business. But don't be rude. Just say, well, I talked to one of your administrators today, and I need to talk to so-and-so about this topic, and end it there. So, to avoid all that grief, ask for direct numbers. Not to the main desk at some building of 1,000 bureaucrats. Not to the state capitol general switchboard. Ask for that person who this guy that come to you is claiming is his boss. Get a direct number. Get a direct email. If that person cannot supply you with all that information on the spot, ask them their name, at which location they work at, and follow it up immediately. Okay, there's one thing you'll learn real quickly is that cell phones and radios work a lot quicker generally to said building than you watching them leave, getting, oh, damn it, I was in the middle of doing this, putting whatever away, turning off lights, locking doors, getting your car, driving across town. So you need to react immediately. The more days you let go by, the farther that bad plans get to advance, the less time you have to react, and you forget a lot of the details. So immediately, if you have a memory that isn't the greatest, you need to put down what took place to some notes. It can be a little pocket notebook. I carry around everywhere a pocket notebook. It's little, it fits in a shirt pocket, my pants pocket, whatever. The little 50-cent notebooks. You should always have a pen or a pencil anyway with you. Write down these key details right now. Who it was, where they worked for, what they referenced, dates, times, phone numbers, extensions, and what went on immediately the time of day. Date and time, because you'd be amazed when you get into this and start getting into a lot of numbers and times and dates and facts, how quickly it can become blurred. So you want to articulate all this down the road in affidavits quite clearly. And the more details you have, that at 3:10 in the afternoon, Mr. Bureaucrat came to my door, XYZ Smith, and he said this, he could only give me this information, that is good for affidavits. That's good with their boss. Now, give credit where credit's due. I have ran into tons of them when they realize that I'm not a raving lunatic and I'm fact-based and I have the facts in my head or right there in my hands to show them. I've ran into a ton of them that show me stuff I had no clue existed. That is a key thing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't throw the baby out with the bath. Okay? You may find things out that you had no clue existed at all, which means in your research you couldn't ask for it, obviously, and it sure wasn't going to just get handed to you more than likely once you start putting some stakes in the ground, if you will, saying this is our perimeter, that's the line, don't cross it. Because you'll have petty little people in these agencies do all they can. Just today, I was at a meeting, kind of unexpectedly, and there was a ton of directors from agencies from Washington, states, counties, law enforcement, all this stuff there. And, well, the room liked to melt it. Half of them did. The other half came right up. Hey, how's it going, man? How's it going? Now, the ones that like to melt, it's kind of funny because they're all the ones I've caught in, A, lies and exposed them in front of huge audiences. B, they have something to hide. C, they know they're doing something wrong. So people will usually show their cards on their own. But just today, this little petty, lived his life through appointments, thinks he's important, can't get elected, can't do anything really good for freedom or the people around him, likes to mess with me. I've been around him quite a bit. Some of you have met him. In fact, the Canadians got to see this gentleman in action even up on the Navajo Reservation. Well, needless to say, I'm setting up equipment to do a kind of a surprise, all of a sudden, 30-minute presentation. So I'm ready to do it, and he insists on walking right on top of me practically, constantly. I'm nowhere near his seats, near his table. It's lunch. I'm setting up power, surge strips, extension cords, laptops, mice, hard drives, projectors, and all the cords. So finally, realizing that this petty person suffers from the disease of asshattery, I had to nip it in the bud right there. Now, this isn't something you just do to some random stranger. You only behave when that person, A, only understands crude, lewd, crass behavior because they're infantile or sophomoric or ignorant, and you've dealt with them before. So I finally said, if you bump into me again, there's going to be a problem. That's all I said. Needless to say, it stopped. So these are some of the caveats on how to document what's going on. Now you go to your neighbors, whatever they might be. Maybe it's fellow church members. Maybe this is an ordinance about how many pets you can have on your property. Maybe it's a county, state, federal-driven thing that will change drastically the way you live. Maybe it's just that I'm fed up of being told how to live, and now they're dictating to me what my fence is going to look like. And it's some planning and zoning commission. So you go around to some neighbors, and you express politely, clearly, and to the point, short, here is why I feel this is very important. Do you know about it? Guess what? I did a little dig, and here's what I found out. It's going to cost this much. Do you have that much money to spare? Does our city or county or state have that much? Can we suffer the impacts? It's going to make this many jobs go away. Whatever. Hey, I'd like to get together with you and, do pre-planning, ladies and gentlemen. Already have, when you do your proposition, a little space. Is it a free community use room, meeting type room at the local library? Is it your own living room? Try to have something very impartial so people are comfortable. Your living room may not be the best unless your neighbors and you are already well rapport and established with each other. It's not that they think you're crazy. It's just that, I'm going to a guy's house and I see him and I know he lives down there, but I really don't know him that well. So something like, hey, down there at the Sapphire restaurant, they have a cool meeting room. We can get it. There'll be some water and stuff, and we can get some coffee. And I got some, but we want to discuss this as a neighborhood, as a church, as a city, as a coworker. So you arrange that. Now you're ready to move ahead. Now, we told you, and these books, and these audio series, and these thousands of pages of documents, I said hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and it's just ridiculous to even say that. It's thousands. In these bundles, the coordination workbook sets, allodial title and land patent sets, federal jurisdiction limit of, MP3 bundle special, history of property rights, etc. Don't overwhelm them. So you have a place, you've got an issue, you want to take back control. You've written, you've read, you now know how to approach local leadership. You're going to empower them through information because a lot of them are left in the dark, like the examples I gave last week. The agencies that would be required to administer the largest land grab in history did not even know about some new bills in front of Senate and sitting on Bam Bam's desk in the White House. They had not heard of it, hadn't seen it, nothing. So I shared that with them, built a little rapport there. I got it for free, you know. If I have to make copies, I usually say, well, I'll give you a free set, but, you know, it takes money. And usually they'll start offering, like 99% of the time, well, you can use our copy machine. We just need one set, and then we'll discuss it in a staff meeting. So you've written some letters. Now, what's happened as we keep moving forward and moving forward and moving forward out west here, yesterday, for instance, I had a meeting with leadership, as in elected officials that have now said, you know what, Doyle, you're incredibly intelligent. You're well documented. We want to talk to you more. But I opened up that door. I went to their appropriate person in their entity, the town clerk, the county clerks, a particular secretary, whatever it was, and I made appointments. And I said, I'd like to discuss this with them, and would Monday be good at 9? And would Monday be good at noon and 3 o'clock? And everything worked out hunky-dory. Now, you go there, and you start empowering and educating all in one fell swoop. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue on with this of what you do next. To return control locally where it belongs and how it really helps establish yourself, your group, whatever it is. You and one guy, one gal, I don't care. 50 of you, 5,000 of you. How to not run around with a bullhorn disrupting and shutting down operations and events. Don't be an agent provocateur. Be a proactive solution, ladies and gentlemen. After this musical break, we'll continue. Ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time, Tuesday the 9th of March, 2010. The website, hourofthetime.com, the studio in Eager, 928-333-2942, in Canada, 613-733-4324. My personal email, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, a few quick announcements. This week, we'll be covering several topics. Why many recent cases in the Supreme Court and moves on the floors of Congress and Senate to do this, do that, are actually intentional, I feel, to blur the lines of jurisdiction, the separation from your central government to the states and counties and your localities. We'll be discussing that this week, as well as some firearms, ballistic seeds, colloidal silver, Brian. Yes, I do listen to you. Just there's a little bit of lag time there, etc. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I went in yesterday to several meetings with elected officials at different levels. And what I did was, now, through their own words, I didn't make that up. They said it. I didn't prod them. It was kind of embarrassing, actually, telling me that, oh, well, you're so well-researched, you're so well-documented, what you say is solid. What do you have to show us now? So, become prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Have some backup core documentation to go with the discussion at hand. Now, anytime somebody could ask something that is way off target, but important, that you didn't count on, so how do you answer to that? Don't be the typical retail clerk and say, I don't know. Say, you know what, I can find that out from so-and-so, and I'll get that to you right away, as soon as possible. Be reasonable, though, about it. Don't say you're going to get it to them in an hour and a half if you know you've got something else to do. Tell them, well, by Wednesday I'll get that to you, whatever. Follow through, show real conscientious effort to share information to educate them. Don't come off that you're kicking them in the ass, at this point at least, and scaring them off, intimidating them. You might be dealing with this 25-year planning and zoning person. They may not have a clue after all these years, and as this is the truth, I see it all the time, what their rights really were, where they were boondoggled by agencies or grants or administrative rules and procedures. They may be the best damn engineer known to man, though, for roadways or making water flow this way or that way. So don't make an instant enemy out of them, because, again, sometimes you can attract more flies with honey than vinegar. And you might get told things and handed documents or shown records that are just stunning, okay? Trust me, it happens all the time to me. Now, you go in there, and like yesterday, I said, okay, here's kind of why I want to talk to you about. Don't surprise them. Friday, when we were corresponding about a good time, date, location, it's for these various meetings yesterday and today, I shared, here's what I want to discuss. That way you're not catching them off guard. You're not leaving them all day and night wondering at work, what are you doing? Are you just showing up to serve them with a lawsuit? Okay, there's no use to do that to them either. But don't just yet show all your cards either. Now, they had a rough idea of what I was coming with. I had a manila envelope with the core information that would answer and substantiate what I was saying for that meeting and that topic. Always have a legal notepad of some sort. I use the full 8.5x11 yellow, pre-perforated at the top so you're not ripping down the metal spiral. There's nothing more annoying than that in the meeting. It's perforated, comes off easy. You have one or two pins in your pocket, you know, have backups. Pins die in the middle of meetings. It happens. I said, well, here's my idea. What we need to do is we have this issue. We have these massive land grabs that are targeting the whole country. Now, you're not in charge of the whole country, but you are the mayor. You are the county manager. You are supervisor from this agency that's supposed to administer this. Yet, I see these problems. I have yet to be able to find a clear economic report. I have yet to be able to find documentation for numbers that have been told out in the public. So what I want to do is, through this process of coordination, and my letter's on file with you, We want to be recognized as part of the team, and they almost always will. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to start with a clear path of communications. Now, me and my friends here, I only brought my buddy Joe here, but we've got 22 of us, 50 of us, 3 of us, whatever. We have a president, and that's me, or it's so-and-so. He's unavailable today. So I'd like to share his contact information with you. Here's his name, his email, his phone number. Now, make sure you're only giving out what each individual has specifically said you can. And then tell them what I'd like to do is sit down here and draw out a little flow chart, a rough flow chart that isn't drawn, you're not drawing it out to show a rank or superiority to this city council or this county board versus this. All you're doing is getting some communication lines open. I had instant buy-in. Unanimous votes, offers for transcriptionist, aid in disseminating the information, offers for free use of buildings and meeting rooms, recording equipment if I want to record meetings, all of that yesterday and today. Because I sat down face to face with these elected officials or appointed bureaucrats and said, well, let's draw this out right now. Whip out your pen and your pad of paper. And start drawing it. Say, well, here's me. And I'll scribble your name in there. And say, here's you. And draw arrows back and forth. You're communicating that you're going to work together. Back and forth. You give, they give. Now, at the same time, you're establishing a productive foundation. You're making it clear. Because that person suddenly might tell you, well, let me write on the back of my card here. This happened to 3 people just yesterday, to me. More info than I would have ever had. I already had their standard card. They handed me their card and flipped it over and wrote right in front of me on the back that their personal cell number, their personal email. No going to front counters, through this person, transfer, all that. Okay? Now, that is because they trust, because you've established yourself as sensible. You want to work together. You're not out to try them for treason and hang them just yet. And you want input on an important issue in your area. Make them privy to the pre-research you've done. Hey, I got this economic report. It's a full PDF. I could certainly email it to you now that I have your email address, or here's a hint, hint. You give me your email address, your personal email address for your work or at home, and I'll email you these reports as soon as I get home or tonight or tomorrow, whatever. And I want you to look in there the ramifications of this Gestapo-like federal mafia plan, what it's going to do to hurt our county and cities. If you equate it in things that they can understand, right off the bat, that is a good thing. Don't overwhelm them with 200 years of jurisdictional case law, or whatever you want to refer to it as, that you're using the first time you ever have a meeting with them. Now, I can tell you categorically, 100% down the line, every meeting was more productive than I expected it to be yesterday. We got offers that I never expected to get offered, meeting rooms, tables, chairs, help. Oh, I got some hints, or hey, I've got this. Did you know that about this report? Well, let me give it to you, or I'll email it to you. So it starts coming back and forth, back and forth. Now, lay down your plans and show them that you want to work together to bring back proper authority and governance of your area back to your area where it belongs. Nobody is more of an expert of an area than those that live there. And I guarantee you, even in the smallest of towns, you can find people. You'd be amazed as you start building rapport, the backgrounds you'll discover. You'll find the local guy that shows an interest and he comes to your little meeting at the little restaurant to that you where you want to initially express these concerns you have, raise his hand and say, well, I'm 30-year retired from so-and-so. I could really help you with this. That's what's going to happen to you if you're effective. Now, so you start getting these people together and you start sharing the information. Make sure when you're sitting in these meetings that you go down everything that was covered at the end. Don't drag it on forever. Don't get in a pissing match with them immediately. But hold your ground. Don't back off either. So, keep the agenda sensible for the time frame you have. So if you already know you have 1 hour, keep it sensible. At the end, make sure you're done and clear. On your little pad, your holdings, maybe it's just four of you sitting at a table there and you've done a little flow chart. Well, hey, here's how we can all work, you know, and okay, you know, volunteer. Ladies and gentlemen, say, well, I'll go home and I'll type this up and email it to you guys now that I have an email. And now we'll have a handy, clear sheet because my handwriting's poor, my penmanship, whatever. And we'll all have it. And it's real easy to look up. Now, so what basically today we talked about this and this, and you volunteered to do this. That's really cool. Or you offered me this report. I can't wait to see it. That's going to be neat to read. And I'm going to get home and I'm going to send you this and this that I mentioned. Wrap it up because it's real easy when all this is so new to you and so new to your target audience, your local elected officials and bureaucrats educating them, they will become overwhelmed because more than likely you're meeting them during their work day just like you. And just like you might be worried about getting back, checking the mail, you know, beating the dog, whatever you do. They're worried about their next board meeting, the copies they don't have done yet, the timeline they're barely going to make today for their task. So keep it reasonable. Rehash everything at the end. Leave time for that. Don't take it to the last minute where you're packing up stuff and still talking because your mind, everybody's minds are shutting down. They're already on their next thing. It's lunchtime. God dang, I can't stand this guy. I want to go have a smoke, whatever. Okay. Cover the material again. Now, when you do that, I highly suggest you take that step and offer to type that up along with contact information, the new emails you got now, the new contacts, email it. Bring it back the next day or whatever is appropriate. Don't say something you can't do feasibly. Volunteer to do all that because it shows you have an inherent interest in the operations of your backyard and that you're motivated. It also shows them that you're no dummy. Okay, most people will respect that. Calm, articulate, factual. Get that done. Volunteer to do it. Volunteer to type out those hash points like bullet statements. One, we covered this. See attached. Two, we agreed upon this at the next meeting would be Wednesday the 10th at 1300 at so-and-so office. That's a real example, except I actually know the office. I'm just not advertising all my meetings to the air, but that is tomorrow. Now, what's nice is already together discuss what are you doing next time? Well, you asked me these questions that I couldn't answer, but I know where to get it. So I'm going to bring that Wednesday at 1300 at so-and-so office. And you're going to bring me all this stuff that I had inquired about and curious to read or that you just made me privy of that I didn't know existed. Okay, now you're walking out with a nice recap. You're offering something. They're offering space. And you would be amazed how well this works, ladies and gentlemen. Because there's legal ramifications, and they realize that real quickly when they're not doing, upholding their oath, that A is supposed to be on file with the clerk of the entity they belong to. They have a legal obligation to work with you. And they know, deep down, especially if they've got any experience, that you will have legal recourse if they're not cooperative. And they'll want to let you coordinate plans with them. Now, don't overdo it either. Now, in this sense, not just agendas, not what you want to get done at your next meeting. Don't take all the work on. You are, by educating your city and county leadership, you're doing them a benefit. Not only do they get to go and brag to buddies that, yeah, I got this done in my county. This is really going to help my next election. Or I did this and blocked this bad plan, which then saved our county, our city, our state, X many millions of dollars. They're getting some bragging rights too, so you need to politely ask if you see that you're getting all the workload that, hey, you know, that is a great idea, that report that you have. When do you think you or your administrative assistants could get that together for us? Okay? A, you're dropping it in their lap. You're involving them. B, if they constantly are someone that is never going to give an inch, never help out in this endeavor, you don't want to deal with them. So this is all kind of a discovery process too. You're fishing, okay? It's intelligence gathering. Don't cut off the other parties. You may be real enthusiastic. It's really going great. You never thought you'd be doing this. Don't get so excited or so angry that you start cutting them off all the time. Let them say their piece. If you don't understand it, make them clarify. And tell them, say, you know what, I just don't understand what you're telling me right here. Maybe I'm dumb, but you said this and this, and it seems like it would result in this. Is that the case? And then they might go, no, I shouldn't have even said it that way. What I meant was this. You will find that to be the case more often than, no, I outright blatantly lied to you to cover my ass. Those little things will come out on their own, real evidently, and will come out to people sitting around you too. Remember, you always take a witness if possible. And it's not, you don't walk in and say, this is Joe, my witness. This is Joe, he's helping me with this project, and he's got a lot of good information for you too. So split up your duties before you ever go into this meeting. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of the sample letters from True Victories and case studies, Ninth Circuit court cases like we wrote, the jurisdictional issues, the violations to law, real law, positive law, that occurred in some of the operations in the 50 states. You write all this down. These books, like the two books said in our audio series and the documents that you get in those series, we'll give you real examples. You'll see from two, how they worded it, what they asked. This is something, ladies and gentlemen, that can't be put off anymore. So, in the last week, we've had tremendous more strides going all the way to the District of Criminals. Do I care what they do? No. My county and my state and my cities are what I'm concerned about. They are the ultimate authority. And you might be amazed when you start educating them about what their real rights and authorities are in their jobs and positions, like your county sheriff, and how you want to work with them. You want to help them fully develop their career and process, have a more economically viable county or city, bring jobs, all the stuff that looks good when they're up for review, raises, budgets, considerations, re-elections. All this looks good, and you'd be amazed when they see how things are really supposed to work out here and why it's to their advantage to coordinate with you, that they will be quite polite quite often. Okay? But be leery. Always have an eye towards caution. Don't walk into a trap. Don't sign things that don't belong in the matters at hand. And you'd be amazed also what's at some of these people's disposal. So if they start offering you lucrative grants and contracts because they know that you're a plumber or electrician, and it's something that you already know you're kind of at odds with them, and you're hoping to clear this up and teach them where you're going with your neighbors and how they're going to have to make the plans comply with what's right and just and legal and viable for your reestablishment of local control, cultural history, etc. Don't buy into those. I don't care how long it's been since you ain't worked. If they start saying, oh, you're a plumber, I understand. You know what? We just got a $100,000 grant to replumb this whole building. How would you like in on it? Be leery. Those things get offered to you after a recent victory Friday, last Tuesday, and Monday. Just yesterday, I've been offered three times, three things within 1 hour of the victory. That's how quick rumors get around buildings and government offices. Don't bite into it. I told all three, that's not really up my alley. Or, well, that's cool. What, send me your standard bidding procedures to this email. See, now you have their address on that email. You have documentation. You have a record. You have history. Well, okay, good. Send me your standard public bidding processes to get on a job like that. And I'll be happy to entertain writing you up a bid. Be smart, ladies and gentlemen. Now, tomorrow, we're going to go into some nuts and bolts of sprouting and gardening as it applies to the time of year we're in right now, which is time to get ready. Or if you aren't quite ready yet, get those garlic seeds frozen, etc. I want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening to the Hour of the Time, the website, hourofthetime.com. Your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona. And I forgot to give you your freebie. So email me why this broadcast is new and live Tuesday the 9th of March, 2010. I'll send you a PDF booklet that will really help with the programming this week. I hope everyone took notes and has a safe and a studious week.